well, well. If it isn't Judy Duncan, the one who used to run and tell Michael Duncan what we say
everything
on the radio.
We said.
Everything we said.
No, I didn't, Tom. Good morning, DJ family. How are you?
Everything we said. Whenever we talked to Michael Duncan, he was like,
my sister Judy told me what y'all said about me.
And we had to deny, deny, deny.
We had to lie.
How you doing, Judy? Good to talk to you again.
I am doing wonderful. Hey, my Southside sister, Sybil.
How are you doing?
I have to, first of all, I have to say good morning, first of all, to all of your audiences, but to three particular groups. I have to say good morning to the El Chitons in Chicago out of Dunbar Vocational High School. We were a sharp group back in the day, baby. Also to my cheerleaders that I coached at Arsenal Technical High School in Indianapolis and Simeon Vocational High School. You know, that's where D. Rose went. Anyway, good morning, ladies. Good morning. Now, Tom, I loved your choice of music right before I came over.
Oh, yeah?
I love that. However, we won't need it, baby. We got the Lord up in here, so we won't need it.
Amen. Amen. Now, the feud. Omarosa and your brother. What is this all about, Judy?
Tom, you know, first of all, this is not a feud. I am not trying to make it into a feud, but there are things that are upsetting to our family. And I've got to also say something. I have to thank Claudia Jordan. So, Tom, if you would, I know that you know her, please tell her I said thank you, because she was the catalyst for getting this started. If everyone watched her on The Apprentice, mm-hmm. and the things that she stated. You see, I didn't come forth because, and people ask, well, where's his family? How come his family's not doing something? I was healing and praying. There is a time that you back away from everything, and you just take time to say, all right, Lord, what's next?
Let's just start. Let's start at the funeral. Claudia said that you and the family were not invited. Is that true?
No, we were at the funeral.
Okay.
No, we were at the funeral. We sat on the front row. But, Tom, what was upsetting, or what is upsetting to our family, is that when Michael passed, he was alone. There were no friends or family there. And, Tom, I want to know, did you know?
Omarosa was with us at the family reunion.
Thank you. I didn't know that. And, see, people don't look at that timeline. Yeah. But at the time that that cruise was going on, that's when Michael was dying. And if she was going to that, then she should have informed us so that we could have gone out and sat with him. Because that's my only brother.
Were you being kept from him?
No problem.
Were you being kept from him?
No, I went out to see him. I went out in July.
Mm-hmm.
I went out in July when he initially went into the hospital. Mm-hmm. But, Tom, we were told by her that her mom was there holding his hand, reading scriptures to him as he passed. And she was on the cruise. Now,
family reunion. It wasn't the cruise. It was the family reunion.
Okay. Well, still, why
and the
would
mom
you lie?
Too. Yeah. What about the will? Omarosa, you were cut out. The family was cut out of Michael Clark Duncan's will.
No, and you know, first of all, I find discussing finances in public is so distasteful, and our legal people have told us that due to legalities, we really can't talk about the will. We are included. However, Tom, my issues now are not so much money, because, see, there's no amount of money that can be given to me to make up for my brother being gone and the fact that I'm the caregiver of my mom. My mom is 93, and she lives with me, and I take care of her. But, Tom, there are some other issues.
Like what?
The engagement, first of all. And I just want Michael's fans to know Michael was not engaged. Michael was not engaged because the first person Michael would have told would have been my mom. And her living with me, then I would have known.
But Omarosa said they were engaged.
Well, a lot of people say a lot of things, Tom. You've lived in America long enough to know that.
Mm.
I mean,
so are you saying if she lied about that, then there were other things that may have not been truth?
I'm civil.
Was there an engagement ring? Did he buy her a ring?
I'm saying that when I sat in the hospital in July,
mm-hmm.
she brought me an 8.5 by 11 photo of a hand with a ring and said, see, we're engaged. Here's my ring. Okay, and then I looked at her hand, and I did not see this ring. And then on several photos, there are different rings. Now, I spoke to people within Michael's camp that would have known about his financial purchases, you know, things that he buys. And if Michael was going to buy you a ring, it was going to be expensive, first of all. And you would have had that ring on, and you would have wanted people to see. And they say, we have no records here of any rings being purchased.
There was no date set for the wedding?
No.
And so do you think that by saying that she was engaged to him, that she had the right to change his will and keep you, to remove you from receiving some of his personal effects?
Well, I don't think that that gives anyone any type of right, Sybil.
Right.
I have personal photos. I have family photos that I loaned Michael that she has not returned. And I sent an email to her, and Tom, we have copies of these emails, by the way, that, of things that I wanted, and it wasn't a lot.
There's no communication between you other than the two of you other than by email?
There is no communication at this time, period. These emails were sent early on after Michael passed, and I stated these are the things we wanted, and then she sent back an email stating, and these are other things I would give. So I said, okay, so how much more do you need? What else do you need? There's nothing else. And also her claim that I was estranged from Michael, that's untrue. December the 10th, Michael spent, December of 2010, Michael spent Christmas here with me. And then he surprised me and came home the summer of 2011, right at a point when I was taking Mom to a doctor's appointment. He drives up in a limo, so we hop in the limo and go to the doctor's appointment. And by the way, when he came home in December of 2010, there was no mention of a woman. He came, as far as we know, alone, because he's the only one that came into my home.
Why do you think Omarosa is like this?
Tom, I'd have to be Dr. Phil or someone else, too. To do that assessment. I'm not able to.
So where are we now? Is it going to be a legal situation in terms of going to court anytime soon?
Not to my knowledge, not at this point in time. There are just things that we wanted that we didn't get. And the fact that, you know, we've been lied to about some things.
Okay. Judy, nice talking to you, homegirl.
Same here, Tom. Enjoy.
I hope things work out for the best for you.
Yeah.
Thank you all. Have a great day.
God bless.
And to your mom.
Thank you.
And happy Mother's Day.